Great.
Hi there. I'm Alexa Cushman. I am with Appian. So I had a question specifically for you within OBGYN and within changing the culture and within innovation. Earlier, it was touched on, you know, human resources and humans as a resource. So as a woman of childbearing age within the United States, I feel often like we are seen as a resource for reproduction. Mm-hmm. There is, you know, there's been many strides within women's rights, obviously, but we are still culturally often seen as that. And it can be a cultural taboo if you, you know, are physically unable to have children, if you choose to not have children. But one of the things that we've obviously seen, and you probably study often, is the rise in maternal death rates within the United States. How do you see a change in culture and using innovation to help curb that, and also ensuring trust within your patients? You know, I delivered all four of my children in the D.C. area where you practice, including a set of multiples. So I know what it's like to come in and be told, you know, you're paranoid or don't worry about it and things like that, when really they may see eight patients a day. But for you, it is personal, and you do care about it, and you don't want to be treated that way, especially as a woman. So how does innovation change that culture?
Yeah, you know, that's is Alexa. Alexis?
Alexa,
yeah,
yes.
Alexa, thanks.
Like Amazon.
Sorry. Alexa, thanks. You know, I think part of the challenge comes is that we are all smart, dedicated people, but we're focused on the wrong thing. We're focused on fixing the system. We're focused on coming up with what's the right way to put all the pieces together. What's the grand strategy? And we're forgetting the people, right? So I don't see my job as to fix the healthcare system. I see my job as to fix my relationships one at a time, right? The challenge is how do we help invest all of us with that way of seeing, right? And recognizing, look, it's great to have these plans. We need to be thinking about, we need to work together to figure that out, right? But me complaining that, oh, the other side doesn't get it, or those providers, oh, it works at my hospital, but not your, that's not helping, right? All we can do is, what's my circle of control? And my circle of control is the people that I am in relation to, right? And when I'm in relation to them, magic happens, right? Because then trust comes, right? Trust is not this great nebulous thing that just tosses out there. It's not a word, right? It's between two people, or at least two people. It has to be between. It has to be in connection or in relation. So I think the first thing is to figure out, how do I be better in the relations around me, right? If I'm a patient going to the hospital, right, I have to think about what, I have to see the providers that are there, right? Recognize my nurse may be overtired, right? My physician, I may be the fifth patient that he's seen, or 50th patient he's seen, right? But then, okay, I am there for a need, but I also have to be mindful I'm in relation to someone. And so if I just go in with my needs, right, then I'm treating them as objects, right? So I have to be mindful of what I'm projecting. We're not going to change the culture with one magic swoop, right? It's about changing one relationship at a time. Is that